Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, 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 welcome to the Holly Hall Show. AstroHolly.com, AstroHolly@mail.com. I welcome you to my show. We're going to talk about Mercury retrograde. And true to form, Mercury retrograde has already been affecting my aura, my energy, my life right now, including today. So I'm just going to be a trooper, and we're going to roll on here with the show, and hopefully I'll get the chat room up and I'll get some of you in the chat room to get some free readings done. But I also want you to call in at 646, that's 646 716 9140. 646 716 9140. Call in for. And I'm going to put something in the chat room. Please don't put like 9/2/1960. Put September 2nd, 1963, March 14th, 1953. And then in that exact same sentence, I would like you to put your question, very short question. I don't want some dead air reading questions. And possibly I could just take a look at what's going on with your astrological chart when it comes to Mercury retrograde coming up. But we're also... okay, we're also talking about the full moon. And then I'm going to give you the predictions of the week, this week. Because the full moon in Mercury retrograde is actually kicking into gear next week. I'm doing a show next Monday as well. We'll talk about that. But forewarned and forearmed, and that's what I want to do for you this week, is give you a heads up of what exactly is going on astrologically. I'm an international renowned psychic. I'm a master of astrology. I'm based out of Toronto, Canada, and educated in psychology and philosophy as well too. So I have been highly acclaimed as a coach using astrology and using dream interpretations as well too. And I work specialize in career, health, and relationships. I've also been doing radio for 10 years, and depending on my client's need, I'll use my clairvoyance to tap into people who have passed on. I also specialize on people that have passed on, especially suicides, and I tap into their energy, and I can do readings to loved ones that remain to help them understand the whole process of what happened. It takes away a lot of the guilt and responsibility and gives them a complete peaceful understanding. I was born gifted with psychic abilities, but channel it through my astrology charts. And this gives me a lot of vision and a lot of compassion. My mother and my grandmother come from a long line of gypsies in Europe, and they too have psychic abilities using their own, in my mom's case, tarot cards. I also use my intuition and in my experience to be able to help people. So I'm going to try to open up the chat again. It doesn't seem to want to be working. So I apologize for that. You can email me at AstroHolly, AstroHolly, HOLLY, @mail.com. And you can check out my website. I've got all kinds of yummy information on there if you're interested in astrology. And that's at AstroHolly.com as well. So every Monday at 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, right now it's 2, thanks to Mercury retrograde, I'm an hour late. I will be doing free readings. I also offer 50% off my coaching readings every Friday. And we can do that via Skype, Facebook, video. I've got other video platforms. And we can do it on the phone as well. So it doesn't matter where you live. You don't have to live near me to have your readings done. So with that being said, I'm going to wait for some callers at 646-716-9140. Give me a shout and we're going to do a reading for you. Unfortunately, I'm not able to get the chat room going. And maybe if I open the window, that might help. So we'll try that. There we go. We're connecting. And I want to take your calls, too. So what does the full moon mean? I want you to prepare for the full moon because it's in Gemini. And it's affecting Pisces, Virgos, Geminis, and Sagittarius. And so you want to hang in there. To the show, and you're going to want to hear how it's affecting you guys. And on a positive note, it's a challenge for you guys, but I can help you make the best of this. And on a positive note, you air signs such as Libras and Geminis and Aquarians, you're going to be happy campers through this. This is going to be fun for you. So what does it mean? The chat room's open now, everyone, if you want to come in. So what does it mean to have your full moon in Sagittarius? It's a full moon in Gemini. That's coming December. And you want to prepare for it 3 days before, 3 days after. And you want to do a full moon meditation because you want closure and manifestation of issues that you've been going through in the past month or so. And what type of issues are those? Those are issues that are resolved through a short conversation with somebody or a bit of communication with somebody. Just get to the point. It doesn't have to be long-winded explanation of why, when, and how all of this is happening between the two of you. It could be with a coworker. It could be with a loved one. It could be with a friend, okay? You'll know in your life where this pertains to. And you want to have that conversation and you want to make it short and sweet. Why I say it's challenging for Virgo, Sagittarians, Pisces is because you will have a tendency to make this a long-winded conversation. The Virgo will want to make sure they got all their facts straight and all the details are mentioned. The Sagittarius will want to throw some sarcasm in there, a lot of truth, and some educational pieces. And the Pisces is quite opposite, actually. You're going to have a difficult time having this conversation because you're very deeply hurt, and that other person should simply understand what the problem is. So I want Virgo and Sagittarius to take it down a couple notches. Okay, make it short and sweet. Write it out if you have to. I don't care if it's scripted. And I want the Pisces to be able to step it up a notch and write down what needs to be said and mention this. Now, if you're in a situation where it's not possible to communicate with that person, possibly they're just not receptive at all, and you don't want to go there, or they've passed away, they're not around. And if that's the case, then you're going to write this down on a piece of paper and you're going to burn it. You're going to take a glass of water and you're going to put it in a window where a full moon could be beaming on that window. If not, doesn't matter, the energy is still there. Put it in a window, glass of water, take this note, burn it, and douse it out in the water. So you're not burning it all the way, right? So you're putting that in the water, and that's where it's going to have the closure and be cleansed at the same time by the moon so that we can have a manifestation of a new beginning, a new chapter in your life when the new moon comes. Okay, so the full moon is December 3rd. That's this Sunday, 2017. And the new moon is December 18th, 2017. And I'll be doing these radio shows every Monday, so I will walk you through the new moon coming up. AstroHolly.com and astroholly@mail.com. That's how you can get a hold of me. Astroholly.com has a ton of information. Every Friday, I have 50% off my readings. My readings on Fridays are $50 a person. It's a one-hour reading, just under a one-hour reading. I book them back-to-back. I do a lot of research before I see you. I record the entire reading with you involved. You don't have to be involved if you don't want to. I can record the reading and send it to you. We can have a one-on-one live conversation, and I can send that to you as well, too. And, I'm booked up pretty far in advance, so you want to give me a shout ASAP to book those 50% off Fridays. And I do get cancellations, so you never know. Give me a shout now. I want you to come into the chat room here at Blog Talk Radio, and I can do some readings for you. Just give me your birth date, which includes the spelling out of your month and the question all in one sentence, and I can look that up. But call in. That's even better. And as soon as you call in, right away, just give me your birth date before your question so I can start logging that into my program while you're asking the question. I am wonderful at multitasking. And so with the full moon, I just mentioned how it can be a challenge for Pisces, Sag, and Virgos. But for the air signs, which is Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius, I feel like I'm missing one. Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius. That's fine. Yeah. So, four elements. So, with the air signs, you're going to find it comfortable. You know, the full moon is going to be, you'll be able to finish projects, get things done, have those easy flowing conversations with people, you know, sign some final contracts. We do this before the 4th or the 5th, which is the next couple of days. That's when Mercury goes into retrograde. And just don't put it off. So, with the water signs, which I had mentioned, and the earth signs, you might find this a difficult time because everybody seems to be really hyper, really in a hurry to get things done, and you're not really into that. In fact, you're having sleepless nights, and it's important for you to sleep more, and you're kind of walking around in a fog. So, especially Cancer, Pisces, so you just find it kind of weird energy around you this week. And so you want to prepare for this full moon by spending a lot of needed time alone and or even just with somebody one-on-one. And it's interesting because you're going to want to be prepared. So if you've got projects or delivery of information that needs to happen after next week, after December 5th, 2017, have all of the work prepared. And this is for everyone. Do your homework this week because this is when everything will run smooth and everything will run crystal clear and information will be delivered crystal clear. And the way that you do this is just by calling all the right people, emailing all the right people, getting all that information that's necessary for you to get. And then so next week when there's bumps in the road and there's roadblocks and doors are being closed and windows aren't quite open, you'll be able to survive that with calm and relaxation and you'll be able to chillax because it's not going to upset you. It's not going to be the last straw that breaks the camel's back because you're prepared, right? And you're prepared because you're listening to my show, The Holly Hall Show, here on Blog Talk Radio. And you can find me at hollyhall.com and you can email me at hollyhall@mail.com, not Gmail, at mail.com. And I invite you to my 50% Fridays. I have them every Friday. And you can get a personal one-on-one reading with me. I'm pretty much booked well in advance. I work with a lot of, I'm contracted out by a lot of other companies. I do readings for their clients. And, but I get a lot of last minute, you know, last minute cancellations. So give me a shout. You never know. Speaking about the full moon, this is a cold moon. What do I mean by cold moon? Every moon, every full moon, they have this, they have a title and a meaning. And so the cold moon is when we're preparing for hibernation. We're preparing. It's also the brightest moon. The December, a super moon, is the brightest moon too. And we're preparing for hibernation. We're preparing for the cold days. And I know not everybody lives in the coldest parts of the world. You know, people that are in Jamaica are listening to me right now going, seriously, it's really warm here. Additionally, these are sort of Inuit type of word traditions that come, and or native or indigenous, however politically correct word you want to use. And so the full moon is always in December. It's our moon in December. And for two moon full moons in December, once we have them twice a year. We have two full moons in 1 month, twice a year. And that's what's called the blue moon. But this one is called the cold moon. And the full moons have long been associated with legend, and Native Americans gave distinctive names to the ones that occurred every month. So what exactly is December's cold full moon? And when is the best time to see that moon? So on December 3rd, it takes place at 3:46 p.m. Now, you're going to say, oh, I can't see the moon during the day. Sometimes you can. Take a look up in your sky, in your part of the world, and see if you can see the whiteness of the moon against the sky. If it's not too cloudy, you'll be able to do that. So the cold full moon is a reminder that that colder days are ahead, that we're going to have to weather the winter. And it's when winter takes a firm hold and temperatures plummet. So this moon is sometimes also called as a long night moon, as the winter nights are longer and the moon spends more time above the horizon opposite of a low sun. And it's a time when we can prepare, when we can shelter ourselves, where we can warm ourselves and nurture ourselves and feed ourselves and prepare for months ahead where there may not be as much fresh and ready food. So we're freezing our food, we're preparing our foods and packaging them and canning them and using all the resources that we've prepared throughout the summer, okay, traditionally. Okay, so this is the idea of this full moon. You want to prepare yourself for some closure and to wrap up some communication and some conversation and some information that you want to pass on to somebody. Now, if that isn't done, if you've not listened to my show and was not prepared, then what's going to happen is, yeah, Mercury retrograde kicks in. And with Mercury retrograde starting on, let me see here, December, where are you? Where are you, honey bunny? There we go, December 3rd. So, same day as the full moon, we go Mercury retrograde. So that's, wow, like that's huge, okay? You have to find a way to communicate what you think, what your feelings are, what your thoughts are, because this is going to continue. Goes direct. Wow, this is a long one. Guys, what are we going to do? Yeah, so this is till April. April 14th. Direct. Then position. Right? Which was a few degrees Sagittarius. So it's got to go. No, a few degrees. Yeah. Wow, and it's whizzing along. So it's got to go. Yeah. So we've got a few months with Mercury in retrograde. And it's really a good time to hone in on your skills too, because what's happening is that all forms of communication is being challenged. And one of the main reasons that we have challenges when we're trying to communicate is because of the listener. Not always. Sometimes it has to do with your communication skills, okay? But with it being in Gemini, sorry, being with Sagittarius, and then moving back into some of the other signs, it's about truth, it's about knowledge, and it's about education, and it's about listening as well. To listen, to understand, to actually enjoy the process of listening. And it's called active listening. So if you're finding it particularly difficult to concentrate on what someone is saying, try repeating their words mentally as they say them. Because what this does is it reinforces the message. And not only do you want to reinforce it to yourself by repeating it to yourself, but you also want to do that to them. So for instance, if I'm having conversation with you and I'm a Pisces and you're a Gemini, okay, those two, they contradict each other. The Gemini loves to talk, share their information, what they're feeling at the moment. It comes out verbally. The Pisces are more emotional. They're not so heady in their head. They're in their heart. And so if I'm a Pisces and I come up to my Gemini friend, or even my Virgo friend, who is also very heady and factual, and say, you know, that really hurt me what you said yesterday, Miss Gemini friend, Mr. Virgo dude. You know, I'm Pisces, and that really hurt me, what you said yesterday. Now, the natural response back for those two heady, intellectual, highly thinking, rational Virgo and Gemini would be to say, hey, all of us, how come you can't get the work done on time? Because my boss wants it yesterday. To them, that's just a simple question surrounded by facts. To the Pisces, it was like, what, you think I can't get things done? Have I not ever gotten before? That really hurts my feelings. So what the Virgo and the Gemini wanted to hear is hurt, because that's coming from a Pisces. Just listen to the word hurt. Always listen for words that express feelings. When somebody is talking to you, you don't even have to know when the birth date, right? All they have to do is they use or happy or this makes me feel, or confused, or, you know, anything that has the adjective of a feeling in their sentences, then you respond back with adjectives or adverbs. I'm not an English teacher, which one it is, of feelings. So you want to say to them, so what I understand is that I hurt your feelings when I asked you if you'd have the project done on time. And then they would say, yes, that is exactly it. And say, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said it that way. I'm sorry your feelings were hurt. What I really just want to know is I'm anxious, and will the project get done if you give me a timeline so that I can calm my anxiety? So you check in with yourself, Gemini, Virgo, and then you respond back to the Pisces. And what that does is it calms their waters, right? Calms their waters, and it allows them to check in with themselves. So, oh, you're right, I was just overly emotional. I'm going to get the job done, and I should have given you a timeline. It's just the art of communication and understanding the differences between you and them. I'll give you another example, because this week we're looking at, as we speak right now, this is November 27th, 2017, and we've got the moon in Pisces now, right? So this is a very empowering time for all water signs, Cancer, Pisces, and Scorpio. So you're able to really understand the emotional depth of a situation. This is the perfect time between now and the end of tomorrow, Tuesday, okay, Tuesday midnight, in and around then, because we're all in different time zones, this is a time for you to approach somebody on a very emotional level. And Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces, you're not going to have a problem doing that. It's going to be really easy. Lighten it up a bit. You know, if you're coming to someone who's very, very rational, intellectual, puts all their problems in their heads and works it out, right? Then you don't want to be overly emotional. You want to just be like, I understand that this might be bothering you, and I want to help you work this out. If you're a Gemini, Virgo, or Sagittarius, this is not a happy couple of days for you. There's a feeling of being suppressed, that you really want to move forward, because Mercury's in Sag, you really want to move forward. You really want to get the information done. You want to get out there. You might even be thinking about traveling and expanding yourself, expanding your business, expanding events around the holidays, right? Anxious of maybe people coming to you and traveling. And it just, there's a sort of a sadness around it, sort of a depression around that. And you want to check in with yourself if you're a Sag, Gemini, and Mercury for the, strong Mercury, but Sag, Gemini, and Virgo. You want to check in with yourself. And what is this psychologically creating? And put it on a scale, balance it out, and is it worth the effort? Should you approach so-and-so about something that's emotionally bothering you, or should you push the envelope or push the issue right at this time? Or is it better just to lay low, relax, give yourself a couple days, okay? For Taurus and Virgo and Capricorn, it's a comfortable time as well until Wednesday. You know, Monday and Tuesday, you're going to have a great time. You really want to chillax. You want to take it easy. You don't have the high energy. The people around you might, but, you know, you're chill. No worries. And so, you know, the water and earth signs are great with this energy. The fire and air signs, not so. Just being very impatient. But come Wednesday, dum-da-dum, your hero will come in on a white horse, knight in shining armor on a white horse, for you air signs and fire signs, because the moon kicks into Aries. This is when you want to get jobs started, projects started. You want to initiate things. You got great ideas. You want adventures. Your mind is going a mile a minute. Very clear thinking. And I'm talking about fire and air signs. Okay, so what are you? A fire sign, your air sign? An air sign is Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius. And a fire sign is Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius. And so from Wednesday till Thursday of November, the week of November 27th, 2017, it just seems like everything is at a very quick pace and it's going your way. So this is when you want to overachieve, bring out that AAA personality, and get as much done as you possibly can while you have the mental energy, the alertness, the wittiness, and it's quick paced, and just reach out to as many people and get as much work done as you possibly can, especially Libras, because Mercury's in retrograde in December, and that's going to put a halt, slow things down. So at least you're going to be ahead of the game, right? When it moves into a fire sign, the earth and the water signs are going to be a little less comfortable with this high energy, because you just want the job done. Like, let's get this over with. Now, I always say you are not your sun sign. Okay, we have 366 combinations of 12 planetary entities in your sign, in your chart, and the combination of their signs that creates the multitude of dimensions and layers within your individual personality. Really, isn't that who we are? We're not all the same. We're very, very different from each other. And so you might be going, every time I read about Cancer, it doesn't even feel like me. I'm a Cancer. You might not be. You might be full of Gemini or full of Leo, which is completely opposite energy than Cancer. So you're here to learn the Cancer traits, the Cancer characteristics, right? And today I'm going to go through the four elements, and that is water, earth, air, and fire. And we're going to go through the four elements. I'm going to describe to you each sign and what does it mean to be the element of air? What does it mean to be the element of fire? All right? And I think that's going to make you feel kind of comfy cozy with who you are. There's a very lifting of the veil right now, because the moon is playing around with Neptune, and Neptune is a neat planet, because if you're a muse, if you're an artist, if you're creative in any way, then you love Neptune. It lets you get lost in your thoughts, and writers write with the energy of Neptune, the quiet energy of Neptune. And artists, you know, that create dreams and inspiration and illusion, loves the energy of Neptune. But if you're a meditation, loves it, the dream world loves Neptune, and that's all left, that's all right brain stuff, right? That's all right brain energy. Our right brain is our artistic, creative, muse side. But if you're not, if you're a heady person, if you're an intellectual person, if you're always in your mind, always in your head, then this is a confusing Neptune is a confusing, delusional place, right? And that's where you want to get a personal one-on-one reading. That's when you want to call in to one of my shows, which is Monday at 1 o'clock, every Monday at 1 o'clock for an hour. You want to listen to one of my shows, or you want to book a reading with me at astroholly.com or astroholly@mail.com. 50% off Fridays. So book a reading for me on a Friday. We can do it video, phone. You can live in Australia. Doesn't matter to me. I'm in Canada. And get a one-on-one and find out how is this all affecting you individual as an individual. Neptune also has to do with fooling ourselves. You know, how have we been convincing ourselves that things aren't really as they are? And Neptune also has to do with inflammation. Okay, inflammation in your body. So if you find that leading up to, if you've got an inflammatory type body, such as arthritis, back pain, headaches, congestion, what isn't caused by inflammatory, right? Inflammation. But if you're prone to that inflammation, if you get bloatedness, you want to start drinking a ton of water. With that being said, I'm going to have a little sip of my coffee. Coffee, tea, my herbal tea. Because it can include negativity, such as deception, trickery, deceit, guilt. It can bring on addiction patterns with food, smoking, alcohol, drugs, or just sleeping. You know, some people escape through sleeping a lot, working a lot. So you want to know, where is Neptune in your chart? Okay, you can call in. I'll tell you where Neptune's in your chart. I'll give you an idea of what's going on. And you also want to know, how is the position of Neptune being affected by other planets in the heavens, in your chart? And then you want to know, what house is your Neptune in? So I do need your birth time for that. And this shows where your intuition is, where your dreams lie, where your psychic sensitivity comes into play. So people that've got, if you're a Pisces, you're already a strong Neptunian person. If you've got a lot of Pisces in your chart, strong Neptunian person, soul. And if you've got 12th house activity going on, or any planets going through your 12th house right now, there is the god of sea, ruler of Pisces, Neptune. It's affecting you right now. So we want, if you're going through a challenging time, it's going to be ignited by the full moon. It's going to be. And it's going to be ignited by Mercury. It's going to stop the presses. And it's going to go, if you want this dream to come true, then you're going to have to lift up the veil of deception and illusion and delusion and disillusionment. And you're going to discover what's unrealistic and find a way to intuitively and compassionately create those dreams. Because it can't come true. It can't come true. You don't have to throw up your arms and go, well, I'm never going to find love. I'm never going to be successful in my career. I'm never going to be happy. I'll give you a little tip. What makes you happy? What is the secret to happiness? I'm going to give you that tip before the show's over. And it's not what you think. And it's universal. It's universal. Anyone can use this meditative mantra to create happiness in any part of your life. A universal secret. I think I discovered it, but I don't think I did. You know why? Because the universe gave me the information. When you open your mind, and how do you open your mind? This is all Neptune stuff, all right? It's not hokey pokey. It's not woo-woo. It's basic psychology as well. It's basic psychology. We can only hold 7 bits of information in our frontal lobe. That 7 information will rotate around. So you might be thinking, 7? Seriously, Holly? I'm thinking about a million things right now. But they're rotating, okay? So let's say you've got dishes to do, got to do homework with your kids, you got to make dinner, you've got to get home by a certain time. So you got to hurry up and finish a project at work. And I got to make sure that I have this kind of food at home because I'm on a diet now. And I forgot to tell Emily about this new diet that I'm on because I think it's really great for her because she's borderline diabetic. And look at this, okay? I got a million things going on, but they're rotating. So as soon as you went to Emily, the doing the dishes left the brain. As soon as you put Emily out of the brain, doing the dishes came back into your brain. So it's a rotating 7. 7 is a wonderful, magical number, isn't it? 7 days of the week. 21-day cycle of the moon, which is 3 times 7. So, or 28, depending. And, well, it's 28 cycles of the moon, but 21 with our menses. So, 7 is a magic number for the frontal lobe of our brain. But then we got our subconscious, which is at the back of our, literally at the back of our brain, at the back of your skull. And there's a reason why there's that saying, you know, put this in the back of your mind, you know, or it's been in the back of my mind all this time. Because our subconscious has an infinite database, an infinite amount of information is in our subconscious mind. It's so infinite that you don't even know 99% of the crap that's back there. I am doing a radio show right now, and there's a lot of activity going around outside my window, outside of my office. And my subconscious knows what's going on. If you're walking, you're parking your car and you're going to the grocery store, there's a ton of stuff going on. There's somebody going in this store, coming out of that store. Someone's getting gas. Somebody's waiting for another car to go by. Your subconscious is in charge of all of that. It knows exactly what's going on. So the trick here, this is not, it's not the secret to happiness. I'm still yet to get there. But this is the beginning of the secret to happiness, is let go of the 7 things in your brain. There's 7. So don't engage with them. Don't follow them. Don't open up the little packages and look inside and go, what's in there? I always use the example of every thought is a box on a conveyor belt. So imagine a conveyor belt in your brain, and every thought is a box. And there's only 7 in your visual, right? So the conveyor belt is coming from one wall, coming through an opening in one wall and going out the opening of another wall. And in between those two walls, you can visually see the conveyor belt, and there's 7 boxes on there all the time. Now you can witness those boxes go by. That's it. Oh, there I go, thinking of my diet again. Oh, there I go, talking about Emily again. Or you can stop, open up a box, see what's inside it, get all engaged with it, right? And no, don't do that. Let it go by, let it go by, let it go by. You don't want to know why, because you don't want to stop the presses, because you're opening up a box and engaging with that conversation. Because you want to allow the universe or your subconscious to pull in information that you need to solve a problem. Because it's there. But often we don't leave room for it on the conveyor belt. The information is there. Have you ever solved a problem or thought of a really creative solution and you thought, why didn't I think about that before? Or somebody invents something and you see it on TV and you're going, well, that was pretty simple. How come they didn't think about that 8 million years ago? Right? Because the information was there, but you were not, your mind was not prepared to take that information in. This is easier said than done. It takes a lot of practice. A lot of practice. You got to constantly check in with yourself. And when there's emotions attached to every thought, poof, oh, then a whole new other can of worms. Whole new other can of worms. So, next month of December is going to be Mercury month. And we're going to do free readings here on the Holly Hall Show at 1 o'clock every Monday. And you know what? I want you to just check me out because I just might do a few more shows during the week as a surprise. Give you some free readings. And if you have dreams, write them down. Oh my God, that is a whole wealth of information right there. Your dreams. You have no idea how poignant, how informative they are. You might think it's just a silly dream, but tell me what it is, and you'll be surprised what I can squeeze out of that just silly dream and the information that your subconscious is trying to convey to you. So every Monday you can call in at 646-716-9140. That's 646-716-9140. Or you can pop into the chat room. And it's the Holly Hall Show. That's easy to remember. Holly Hall, astrologer. I'm your host every Monday at 1 o'clock. But I may pop in, surprise appearance, during the week to give you some free readings. This is all Neptune, Mercury retrograde stuff. So, December, which is my next show, December 4th. That's when hell breaks loose, right? Mercury retrograde, full moon. Listen to the beginning of the show so you can get all the tips on what to do with your full moon and have your full moon ritual meditation on December 3rd. And we're going to make it all about Mercury. So I want you to call in, find out what your Mercury, your sign of Mercury is. And how is it positioned in your chart? And Mercury is all about information, communication, the transportation of that information. It can affect computers, cars, traveling, signing of papers, emails, misinformation, all kinds of stuff, all kinds of fun stuff. But what you want to do with that energy is what's more important. If you try to rush things, if you try to make things happen faster than they should, then you're missing a very magical moment of getting more information that you need to create. Right? Have you ever heard of that saying that, it's not really a saying, it's a sort of a little story that some people tell. And you're in a hurry to get to somebody's house and a train comes and it's stuck on the tracks and it's not moving. And you're just literally sitting there for 15, 20 minutes with this stupid train going back and forth. Your blood pressure's going up. You're white-knuckling it. You're getting pissed off. You've already had a bad day. And then you get to your friend's place, and you're late, and you're apologetic. And they say to you, perfect timing, because my uncle was on the phone. He really needed to talk, and I just hung up with him. I couldn't get him to stop, and I didn't finish dinner, and it wasn't ready anyways. And so it's great timing. And then you find out that there was an accident right in the intersection, right? You drive right by it. There was an accident. And you're like, that could have been me. If that train didn't stop me, I could have been in that accident. Or I would have been too early. I would have just been sitting here you know, twiddling my thumbs anyways. So that's what Mercury retrograde, it's like that metaphor, it's like that story. Mercury retrograde is slowing you down for a very, very good reason, because you don't have all the information. There's still more to gather. Some people ignore this time with anxiousness, anxiety, impatience, changing course, because they don't want to wait any longer, so they change course, they skip over it. And so they end up just as frustrated at the beginning, at the end, as they were at the beginning. Or you non-air signs, you know, you non-fire signs, you're emotionally, it's going to be hard for you. So we want to let the cat out of the bag. We want to let all that information out before the end of this week. Talk to the people that you need to talk to. I said we'd go through the elements, then I'm going to give you the secret to happiness. And the elements are fire, air, earth, and water. So fire is your Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius. And fire is exactly that visualized fire that is sparkling. And if a forest catches on fire or some drapes catch on fire, how fast fire can move. It's forever moving, changing, looking for the next opportunity for it to grab onto, literally fire grabbing onto the next place. It can burn, it can ignite, it can fire up, right? And it can be destructive, but it also can be illuminating, right? All depends. And that's exactly what Aries, Leos, and Sagittarius are like. They're illuminating, fast-moving, high-energy, heat. You know, what you see is what you get. Kind of personality, that's fire. Then you've got your air signs, and that is Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius, right? So you think of the air, look up in the air, look at the sky, it's expansive, it's constantly, it's open, it's free, it's up in the air, it's where in the intelligence goes, you know, where they say you're up in your head, you're always in your head, you know, so that's sort of in relationship to your feet being on the ground, your head is in the air. So they're very heady, high thinkers, intellectual. Problems go there to be solved, rationalized, to be tangible, to tangibly worked out, okay, that's your air. And then you've got your water signs, which is Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces. And it's exactly like that. It's fluid, and it can be as shallow and uninviting as a puddle, or it can be as tumultuous and angry and big and huge and deep as the ocean. And it can be a whole bunch of stuff in between, right? But it's always fluid, and it always takes on the shape of whatever it is in, right? So if it's in a vase, it takes the shape of a vase. If it's in a bowl, it takes the shape of a bowl. If it's in our bodies, it's in the shape of our bodies, wherever our body needs it. It hangs out there. And again, with the different types. So water type people are very much like that. They take the shape intuitively of their environment. If there's an angry, upset, sad environment, they'll feel that. They'll sense that. They take that form. And if it's an excitable, happy, energetic, they can, you know, like a waterfall, they can take on that energy as well, too. Very emotional, very deep, and very fluid emotionally. And then you've got your earth signs, which is Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn. And earth is exactly that, you know. Take a look at earth. It's grounded. It's got a firm foundation. It's concrete. It's material, right? It's touch. You can touch earth. You can see it. You can feel it. It's got texture, and it's practical, and it's usable, and it's reliable, right? And that's all the essence of earth. So if you're an earth sign, you have all those qualities, right? And then, so I did fire, water, air, earth. So I touched them all, right? Yeah. So there you go. There's your elements. And now, secret to happiness. I've got 3 minutes to tell you the secret of happiness. But first, I'm just going to tell you about the weekend. So once we get out of our fiery sign for the weekend, for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we're looking at it moving. The moon moving into Taurus, okay, and the secret to happiness is to just simply ask for happiness. That's all you want. Just ask for happiness. Nothing specific. Just wish to be happy.